All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Recreation.
Mountain State Survival.
Stand by.
Covers your bases for your planning, prepping, evacuation, bugging in, or bugging out needs. They carry anything from educational material, camping supplies, emergency services supplies, food, first aid, survival kit and equipment, shooting gear, survival gear, tactical gear. They carry it all. They got it in stock. Give Mountain State Survival a ring. That's mountain-state-survival.com. Get this type of supplies while you still can. 304-517-6935. Mountain State Survival is one of the only places that I know of currently that is still carrying the delicious Peak Refuel meal that is ready to eat. It's personally the only thing that I eat at this point whenever I go out camping, whenever we have any type of emergency or disaster situation. That is the meal that I stick with, and you can find that at mountain-state-survival.com. Use Rekker5 for a 5% discount on your overall purchase. That's Rekker5, mountainstatesurvival.com. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the American Vindictus Show. Today, we have with us Mr. Robert Griswold of Ready Made Resources. We have a series of things that we're going to talk about, and let's just go ahead and get straight into it. Bob, thanks for coming on with me today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, Doug, and I look forward to having you on Heroes Nation TV tomorrow with me. So,
Hey, so the other day when we were talking, we mentioned the pipeline, and we mentioned the sabotage. But there has been way more breaking things that has happened since then. I think I've coined a little phrase: every 12 hours is a new emergency, and it looks like it's happening. Let me just read off a series of headlines. For one thing, I know we want to talk about the training that's coming up in November and December, and let me give some people some of the reasons why. Today on the Las Vegas Strip, there was a stabbing spree. I believe one person was killed, five were injured. And then we also had another active shooter at the Hampton Inn in Dearborn, Michigan. As far as I know, only one person has died from that. Hopefully it stays that way. And you know, criminality in America, Bob, is increasing thoroughly. Every week, the statistics are going up for people to be criminalized. Why is it that you think the type of training that we put on is worth it? Why is it that you think the criminality is increasing?
Well, again, you know, Doug, I'll ask you a question. Let's just hypothesize there is no God, okay? I'm a firm believer in God, but I'm just going to play role right now. There is no God. You cannot use that as a reason. I want to come over and murder you. Why is it wrong? You're just another creature. Does a lion feel guilty when he eats a sheep? No, he's looking for another sheep to eat. Did Jeffrey Dahmer feel guilty after he ate somebody? No, he's looking for somebody else to eat. You know, did Ted Bundy? No, he wanted, you know, he got a thrill out of it. They were so deranged. And so as our society has divorced itself from the knowledge of God, from the fact that you are transcendently created by God, you have an eternal spirit in you, you are created in the image of God, and God has very, very strict penalties for killing an innocent person. But when you remove all that, which we've done, and you just tell people for decades now that you're just a product of chance and probability and that there is no God, there is no special spark of divinity that God put in people, what do you think is going to happen? And it's not just the United States. Did you saw the mass stabbing and shooting in Thailand? They went into a school yesterday, stabbed. I know it's over 30 now, dead kids in Thailand. So this is, and there was another one in Russia. It's just not an American phenomena. This world is going insane because this world is forsaking the value, the truth of what God teaches, that we are in his image. And the more we abandon that, the more we're going to see this. So, I mean, the FBI, now this is on Drudge, but the FBI is reporting that murder this year, it's gone up 30%. Murder. 30%. So, I mean, if there's 1,000, there's 3,000. That's a whole bunch of increase. Okay. So, you know, the courses we're taking or we're giving are giving people the tools they need, because it's more than just owning a gun. You know, do you fear a person with something like this? I mean, what can somebody with this do? What do you do if you come into this with a gun and you see somebody slashing and dicing with this thing? This, I mean, I don't know which I'd rather face, this or a gun. I mean, the gun can only shoot one direction. This thing, I mean, you can go every which way real quick with it, and you can do a lot of damage, like it showed in that Thailand school. So, you know, people, I would say in this society, need to know what to do, because I think the chances are growing exponentially. And I think after the election, if the Republicans win after the election, you're going to see the left come completely unhinged. And they're going to actually start physically attacking who they perceive as their enemy, Christian people. I mean, just like that 18-year-old kid, run them over, you know? And so you need to get trained. It's not enough just to own a gun. It's not. You've got to see what it's like to be put in a situation with stress where you're having to juggle multiple things at one time. The guys on the ground, are they good or bad? I mean, you got distractions around you. You got screaming. You've got, you know, well, you don't know where your active shooter's at. So what the training does is it gives you the ability to understand and start process all of that information coming into you. It's easy to stand there and shoot a piece of paper. I mean, it's not shooting back. There's nobody screaming. There's not other noises going on. You're just sitting there with your ear protection on. Bang, 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 bang. Whoa, look, I got four bullseyes. That doesn't mean anything. It means nothing that you can do that. Can you move and do that? I would say 90%, 95% of the people who can sit there, you know, and go boom, boom, boom and shoot a target, if they had to move and do it, they couldn't do it. They'd be all over the place. And what happens when you stand on the X scenario, Doug? You get shot. If you're standing on the X and not moving, you're going to get shot. So that's what you're teaching people how to do, is all those scenarios where you have, you know, distractions going on, you have people possibly, you know, a shooter who could be moving, active, and you're having to move and clear. And I know I've looked, other people charge $2,500 for this. And so you're one quarter of that. So I just say, you know, get it. And then the other one, and that, just so you know, people want to know, they can go to my website, readymaderesources.com. And go to the, across the top, you'll see the little green banner. You can click that. And November 11th through 13th, that's when the course is. It's here. Everything is going to be provided for you. You can come and just enjoy yourself. There's some basic protections that you might want to have, like a heavier jacket or something to help prevent maybe getting stung by these little BBs that they shoot out. But other than that, you're going to come, you know, come with us, but you're going to leave with a lot of knowledge. And then on the other hand, which goes hand in hand with it, we're going to have Steve Rise, a former, you know, Special Forces medic. He's SEER trained. He's going to be doing a TCCC course. That's Tactical Combat Casualty Care, December 9th through 11th. We have, you're going to learn all this stuff. You could be give, we have, you can be give IVs. You're going to learn what internal organs are, how to do a tracheotomy, you know, how to, if a lung's been shot and it's deflated, how to reinflate a lung. You're going to learn all this. There is. I mean, if this thing in the world escalates, you know, just like Sanibel Island, they have no resources right now. What is the value of a trained medic there? What is the value of someone who can provide overwatch security against looters? What's the value of some one person on Sanibel Island that has a night vision device? It's invaluable because they can do overwatch. They can make sure that their neighbors are safe. And if a neighbor's injured, they can render first aid, life-saving first aid, not just put a Band-Aid on a little cut or burn. I'm talking about maybe somebody's been impaled with something or broken a leg or whatever. They can provide those necessary services when that happens. So to me, the training is just as important as any gear you'll ever buy. I know just some training with you and Jamie and Brush Peter, Matt Everett. Oh my gosh, I've learned so much myself just doing it. And then the things that I already did know, it keeps them fresh. so that I'm, and then those skill sets do not fade away with time. So I just encourage everybody to go there and train, because we're living, I would say, in the most tenuous time in my lifetime. I think it's more dangerous than the Cuban Missile Crisis. And we came with a hair's breadth of that. I know in the 1980s, there were a couple of mishaps when Reagan was in office that the Soviets thought they were under attack from the United States. In fact, there's only one, there was this one Soviet person in command. He was given instructions to launch his missiles, and he said, no, I'm not going to do it. And he was right not doing it, but they court-martialed him anyhow. So, you know, we're living in very, very tenuous times. And instead of de-escalating any situation, that both sides are trying to escalate the situation. This is insanity. I know during the Cuban Missile Crisis, Khrushchev and Kennedy wanted to de-escalate. They had to save face, but they wanted to de-escalate. I mean, Khrushchev was only 20 years out of a catastrophic war in Russia that cost 20 million people. He didn't want war. And, you know, Kennedy obviously didn't want to provoke them into a war. So he had to maintain a stance. He said, we're not going to tolerate the missiles in Cuba, but, you know, we're going to bend on the missiles in Turkey and give you a way out, you know, and go that route. Now, I will say this, the Monroe Doctrine, which Kennedy and Reagan both used, has long since gone away. I mean, the Monroe Doctrine says that nobody can come in this hemisphere and interfere with the operations of this hemisphere politically. And that has gone out the door. We see the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians all throughout South America. I would not have any doubt whatsoever today that nuclear missiles have been reintroduced into Cuba, possibly Venezuela, and even possibly the United States. I think when you look at the fact that China has announced that they have these cargo container that have been retrofitted with short-range ballistic missiles, you've seen these, the cargo containers that they can launch ballistic missiles from. I think, you know, there's a strong possibility that you are going to see ballistic missiles inside the United States. You know, in our hubris, you know, our pride, our arrogance, we think we can control it. But this thing can so easily get out of control that if the Russians or Chinese have nuclear weapons in the United States and they detonate those, if Russia, if there's any truth to it, and I think there is, because I know multiple people are reporting it, that Poseidon missile, which can set off the continental shelf and detonate anywhere between 2 to 100 megatons. I don't know if we know the exact megatonnage, but 2 to 100 megatons. They can sit down there for a long time. You don't have to have the submarine come and bring it up. That thing can travel 6,200 miles by itself at up to 90 kilometers an hour and up to far deeper than most submarines can go. It can go down to 3,000 feet, and I'm sure it knows how to navigate around all the undersea valleys and sea floor so that, you know, we don't know if those things are sitting there. All it would take is a couple of those to be detonated in Washington, D.C., and New York could be inundated with a massive tsunami. And then the Russians would tell us, if you retaliate, we have 10 more. We're going to bury San Francisco, Los Angeles, you know, Miami. You know, we'll just flood them all. So I think, you know, what I don't see today are level heads prevailing. I see war jockeys just posturing to escalate the situation. You know, this is insanity we're seeing. And now Poland is asking for nuclear weapons to be placed on their soil. That would be horribly, it would be a very destabilizing move if should we do this. Do we have nuclear weapons in Ukraine? I don't know. I knew Ukraine at one time had 5,000 nuclear weapons within its border. So, I mean, we are seeing this world be completely destabilized. I watched General Petraeus the other day state what the retaliatory response would be if Russia used nuclear weapons. And for everything I've read about tactics, you would never announce your retaliatory envelope ahead of time. Because that just tells him, well, if I launch these nuclear missiles, then my Black Sea fleet could be sunk. I'm going to use whatever assets that Black Sea fleet has before they could sink it. So it just causes it to escalate. Why would he do that? I don't know. Maybe he has a good reason. But just common logic says you would never do that. And then again, offering NATO membership to Ukraine, is the day that happens is the day we are at a direct conflict with Russia, because we, if NATO membership is given to them, we have a treaty to defend them every inch of their territory. That means those four provinces that Vladimir Putin has annexed, we would have to have direct action elements in there to repel the Russians out. I mean, Doug, do you see any possibility that any of that could get out of control real quick?
Absolutely. I think it's out of control. I think, honestly, one of the best things we could do as a nation is propose to have Zelensky removed. I think that's one, and nobody's asked for it.
No.
I think Zelensky should absolutely be removed. Listen to what this guy just said. And this is breaking news from InfoWars. So this is coming in from, let me see, 2 hours ago. President Zelensky of Ukraine says NATO must launch a preemptive strike on Russia. Screw you, dude. No. You go do it.
Okay.
Let's
stop there. Okay, so Zelensky's saying that. We're putting nuclear weapons, possibly in Poland. We've just granted Finland membership, where they're doing their aircraft drills right now. We just sold Switzerland a bunch of F-35s. It looks like we're setting up that kind of strike.
And now, what do you think
Putin's thinking?
And we already damaged Nord Stream 1 and 2. A Swedish investigative team just got done diving. This got proposed today. Excuse me. This got put into intel today, probably right before you and I came on. And they, after their investigation, have determined that it was an explosive blast that damaged the pipelines. They confirmed it.
Of course.
Yeah. So it wasn't anything accidental. It wasn't because of bad welds. It wasn't because of overpressurization. So that part's out the window. And I just don't think Russia would blow up their own pipeline that they could use to stranglehold Europe with. I mean, there's a lot of things that are on the table. Lindsey Graham is urging Biden to treat the attacks on Ukraine as an attacks on a NATO ally, even though they're not a member. Russia has cut off gas to Italy just days after the new prime minister, Meloni, announces her support for Ukraine. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to feel the pinch here very soon of not having heating resources. Retired state senator Marine Colonel issues urgent warning, saying that globalists, and that's his word, globalists, are pushing the world towards a nuclear war. Now,
yeah, and I want to state really clear, I want to make this clear. I do not like Vladimir Putin. I don't like him. I think he is an evil person. But do I want to push him to the point where he destroys all of civilization? No. I want to figure a way to de-escalate this. I don't want to keep escalating, because there's always a chance. You don't know where this is going to end up. I mean, I want to de-escalate both sides. Personally, I think both sides have extremely sick and demented people running the show. It's like, why would you push it to this level? I don't understand it. And we all know Ukraine is the most corrupt government. I mean, it's just massively corrupt. We've given, what, $70 billion to them, and thousands and thousands of TOW missiles that we know a lot of them are ending up on the black market. The Ukrainian soldiers are selling a lot of the stuff we've had. We know that a lot of our tax dollars that we've gotten over there, which Florida could use right now, a lot of those tax dollars have built mansions for people. They're buying mansions in Western Europe. I mean, the money, we don't know how much is laundered back to our own politicians. We don't know how many times the Hunter Biden type crowd has gone over there and had, you know, played around with the young girls, to put it politely. You just don't know. This money, there's no accountability to it. None. It's just it's thrown in a black hole. And so this Zelensky is no friend of the United States. I mean, he just put, the senator, the former congresswoman, I forgot him, on the blacklist. He's blacklisting anybody in our U.S. government that will not toe his line. So they can't come to his country. They can't visit. They can't see for themselves. He will not grant a visa to these people. So he has shut down all opposition with his own country. It is a dictatorship. Let's call it for what it is. Ukraine is not a republic. It's not a democracy, which we could get into that debate for a long time, because a democracy is not what we have. We have a republic, but it's not even that. He has eliminated all opposition parties. He has closed down all opposition news media. And so he is a tyrant. He's a dictator. And so we continue to funnel billions and billions of dollars into there with no accountability to the money whatsoever. And so what I said is we have insane people in charge. Russia has deployed their Belgorod submarine with those Poseidon missiles. Those Poseidon missiles of themselves have a 6,200-mile range. They could launch those basically out of Russia, and they can come here on their own. They're faster than any submarine. They're about 90 kilometers an hour. And they could just sit off our coast, and we don't know exactly the megatonnage of this size, anywhere from 2 to 100 megatonnage is debated. But if that, though any of those were detonated, they could produce up to a 1,600 foot tall tsunami. Again, you know, what are we doing this for? To keep him from taking back part of Ukraine that wants to be Russia? The part he took back wants to be Russia. They're ethnic Russians. You know, we've gone there and told those ethnic Russians they can't speak Russian. We've told them they can't have independent elections. And so much for democracy there. And, you know, again, if those people, I'd let self-determination happen. If you want to be Russian, so let them be Russian. I don't care. What does it bother us? How does it affect us? How is it in our national interest, our national security, to interfere with that? I know it's not on our national security to have a nuclear weapon detonated in New York and Washington, D.C. You know, that's probably not in our national security interest. But we're pushing it and pushing it. And on top of that, it's just not there. We see destabilization everywhere. North Korea just launched a missile, which they wouldn't have done without Chinese approval. You know, they're not going to do this of themselves. It's basically, North Korea is almost a vassal state of China. They launched it over Japan. Japan had to alert their people to get into bunkers. And then we see that retaliatory thing that South Korea did, where one of the missiles blew up, came down and blew up. How do we? They're saying it was an accident. How do you know it was sabotage? I mean, that's where I would tend to think it was sabotage. And today, North Korea ran their fighter planes right up to the border of South Korea. So again, we see escalation in Russia, escalation in Western and Eastern Europe, escalation in the Korean Peninsula, and definitely escalation with China and Taiwan. I mean, Doug, call me a conspiracy theorist, call me an alarmist, a fear porn guy, whatever you want to call me. But good grief, I look at things and I say, the government's also ordering $250 million worth of potassium iodate. And I want to explain that. They call them anti-radiation pills. Potassium iodate does not protect you from radiation. Okay. That gamma radiation, I don't care if you eat 100 of them, you know, the gamma radiation is going to burn you up. You're going to die. Potassium iodate has one purpose, and that's to protect your thyroid glands from absorbing radioactive iodine, especially in children. That's where you really want to make sure that you've got the dosage correct with children. Because if I get, you know, a dose of radioactive iodine, you know, I'm 66. My life is, you know, most of it's gone by. Where a child, they have a long time to have those cancers develop. So I want people to understand, in the event the worst case happens, you want to get the potassium iodate to people. You want to get it to your children, even your pets. But it's not going to protect you from the gamma radiation. There's only two things that protect from gamma radiation, and that's the real damaging radiation. One is distance. You know, so if the prevailing winds are moving east, you travel north or south. You want to way perpendicular to the way the wind's blowing. You have to create distance between you and that radioactive cloud. And two would be shielding, you know, NORAD, a bomb shelter. You know, you'd want to have that. And I can tell you right now, I know the people who build bomb shelters. They cannot keep up with the business. And, you know, it's not, you know, Jim Bob and Billy Jane building them. These are the elites, the Washington elites, the rich, the powerful. These people are building bomb shelters. Gee, what do they know? And they're equipping it, and they're putting food, water, all the stuff in it that you and I are being called conspiracy theorists for telling people they need. You know, what you look at Sanibel Island, you look at that and imagine that as a whole city. That's just a little island. And God bless those people. I mean, it's hell on that island right now.
Yep. And now the looting's getting out of control.
Yeah. Now, what does one pair of night vision do if you're on that island and you have one pair of night vision, you have an AR with a laser on it, the infrared laser, so the guys looting don't see it. And, you know, they're looting and tearing people up and molesting people. I mean, you know, don't take too many of them. Where did that come from? They don't hear any. They just, you know, you take care of the looters. Take care of it. I would say that. Know your state law. Make sure you're in the right when you do it. You know, but generally, life and limb has to be threatened for you to use lethal force. With that said, but I mean, one pair of night vision would serve a whole community. And I'm a community prepper. I believe in the whole community, you know, working together in the community. What would one ham radio operator be worth? You know, we talk about the busy stick. I mean, with this thing right here, you know, people don't know what's going on. I can use the satellite. Satellites haven't been affected. I can text up to the satellite and people know I'm okay with a bivy stick. You know, again, rmrbivy.com. I get there, but this thing right here in a disaster, it's absolutely priceless, bivy stick. But a ham radio operator, you know, all the families that are left on Sanibel Island or the other islands that have been destroyed. You know, one of my night vision suppliers, they were down in Florida. They're not selling night vision right now. Just saying, you might want to get it. But one person with a ham radio. You know, hey, the Smith family's okay. You know, I'm Kilo Mike 4, Indy Echo, Quebec. CQCQ, Kilo Mike 4, Indy Echo, Quebec, on Sanibel Island live. You know, I've got a list of people who have made it through the hurricane, the Smith, the Jones, you know, this whatever, yada, 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 and give that out. There are frequencies I can use as a ham radio operator that the government does monitor so that that information would then be disseminated. You know, I would go to, you know, the family, say I'm the Smith family in Sanibel Island. I have Smith family in Iowa somewhere. That information could then get to the your relatives in Iowa, wherever they're at, that we've had positive contact, that your family's okay. One ham radio operator can do that. That's why I say the ham radio is so important. You know, all those things are critical right now, especially, you know, I think back, I don't know if you remember it, you should maybe play it. I don't know if what, I'm not going to copyright it, but Barry Maguire, you can go to YouTube, Eve of Destruction. It was a song, a talk about on the Eve of Destruction. You know, I don't know what it takes to get the rights to play that song, but if you want to listen to it on YouTube, listen to it. You know, we're on the eve of destruction. We don't know. I pray to God. I mean, Doug, you know, the older I've got, the more peaceful I want to be. The older I've become, the more peaceful I want to be. Even with people I don't agree with, I want to try to bring reconciliation in some way, if I can, just live peacefully with them, even though I just disagree with everything they have. You know, they do. But on the other side, we are seeing escalation, escalation, escalation. Case in point, that 18-year-old kid that was run over. $50,000 cash bail. You look at that one abortion protester, that Catholic dude, you know, that shoved somebody who was screaming profanities at his child at an abortion clinic. I mean, he's facing 11 years in prison. Mm-hmm. You know, massive bail. You look at the January 6th protesters. You know, massive, no bail, no bail at all. They've been locked away, no religious services, no isolation, poor food, you know, family members, no lawyers, nothing, no bail for a year and a half now. It violates every international law there is. We can no longer talk about China's human rights violations when we're doing this. We can no longer talk about the most despot, you know, Muslim, you know, tyranny when we're doing this. I saw somebody from one of the websites, you know, generally conservative news, but they said how the mullahs were abusing women's rights. And I'm thinking, who the frick are we to talk about it? We are letting men go into rings with women and beat the living out of them in boxing matches. You know, men swimming with women. men going into locker rooms. You know, I mean, there's one guy, he went in there pleasuring himself, excuse me, well, in front of these women, but he was saying he was a girl. And then they kicked all the girls out because they objected to it.
No, I recently just seen a 56-year-old man, a 56-year-old fat, balding man with glasses, put a little wig on and appeared to be a child's outfit, and said that he was a 6-year-old girl and filmed himself playing with a dollhouse. We're beyond silly. We're beyond silly. I'll tell you this much.
It's not silly. It's demonic.
This is absolutely demonic.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. There was a trans activist. I don't even like using the word, okay? But there's a trans activist who is recently having to step down from the charity that this person, he, she, whatever they want to be, has to step down from the charity. Okay, because this guy is what he is trying to make a normalization out of minor attracted persons. Minor attracted persons, meaning pedophilia. Pedophilia is going to be here in probably 2 years. Pedophilia will probably be officially accepted by this Congress.
It'll be a crime to call them pedophiles. It will be a crime. It'll be a hate speech to call them pedophiles. You will have to call them MAPS, minor attracted persons. If you call them anything other than minor attracted person, it will be a hate crime. I mean, it'll be on the same level as calling, using a racial pejorative.
You remember when
they'll put that in the same category?
Yeah, you remember when sodomizing was a freaking a criminal charge? I mean, it still is in prison. It still is. Now,
this is why, Doug, I have to, so excuse me for interrupting. This is why the urgency for preparing is there. Our society is on the verge of collapse. You cannot have a society that operates when you deny all the laws of science. You can't even, math is racist anymore. Medical science is racist. You have to go woke. You don't believe me? Just go and you can Google these stories and see this is what's being promoted. This nation is collapsing. You can, from without, you cannot run engineering schools based on wokeness. It's based on math. If math is racist, if all this is racist, if hard science is racist, I mean, I wonder who is more delusional, a flat earth person who thinks the earth is flat or someone who's born two sexes. I mean, both are empirical science. It's empirical, absolute, provable. There's only two, and there's only then the Earth isn't flat. You know, excuse me. I know people are going to get upset at the flat Earth thing, but I mean, there's been thousands and thousands of satellites up. There's been thousands of people going up to space. They all see the Earth is round, but you know, I guess they're all faking it, lying about it. But you know, and then on top of it, we have. The Russians have deployed a submarine that we've lost. We don't know where it's at. We don't even know where it's at. And those Belgrade, that Belgrade submarine, it's gone missing. That's what we're reporting. And those Poseidon, I think they're 90 feet long or 60 feet long. You know, they're self-propelled, nuclear-powered.
They're city killers.
Yeah, and it's not only a killer, but I mean, it leaves radioactive debris behind for 10 years. Imagine Washington, D.C. And maybe, I don't know, maybe in these people's deluded, demented minds, they want to eviscerate Washington, D.C. because all those monuments there, you know, get rid of them all. Just think the Lincoln Memorial, the Jefferson Memorial, all of our history in the Smithsonian, all of that would be gone. And then they could deny any of that, you know, give them great deniability. I mean, that's the level these people want to do. They, you know, the White House, that's racist because it's white. These people are so deluded, so demented that they want to destroy anything of virtue, anything of reality, because it's being driven by the doctrines of demons that want to deceive men and put them back into absolute stone age conditions, darkness, you know, I remember reading some of the stuff during the Great Plague. They believed if you breathed sewer gas, it would keep you from getting the plague. I mean, that's where they want us. That's stupid. That dumb. And all you have to do is watch those, you know, people on the street asking teenagers, you know, how many planets there are. And they go, well, I don't know. How many continents? 30, you know, how many moon? That's what they are doing. They're producing a generation of absolute morons. Well, they don't know. And they can't add 2 + 2.
Let me add to that. You know, for the general amount of people who listen to me and you, I get maybe one person who will complain here or there. Everyone else tunes into what you and I say, especially when me and you do a program together, because we have real world experience. You know, I've got a little over 15 years of real world experience of this, and you've got, I think close to that or a little bit more, a little bit more gray hairs than me. Of course, I just shaved all mine off recently. But you know, when you have a vast amount of knowledge, practical application, by the way, not just theoretical applications, we know what we know because we've been there, we've done it, we've seen it, and we've survived it. And there's just a vast amount of people who think they know. They think they can just buy gear, and when, you know, prophecy hits the fan, oh, I'll just go to my gear locker and I'll pull out X, Y, and Z for whatever scenario and put it on, and I should make it. I should be okay. You know, I could probably give a demonstration on how to don a gas mask properly and how to, you know,
take one off.
Yeah, how to clean it off. You know, how to. The problem is, and honestly, the problem is we're getting to a point now where I think soon we won't even be able to do that on YouTube. Obviously not me, because I'm 2 strikes already. One more strike and Doug's gone on YouTube, so you can catch me on everywhere else. But, you know, we really can't even talk about what we do or what we did to help out people, because they're labeling us as the enemy. You know, they shadow ban the crap out of us. You know, the revenue stream, like what we should be getting from a lot of these platforms, is not there. Like, if you wanted to be in this business and make money, you got into the wrong business. You better have a sidekick. And
yeah, or just talk about, you know, how you have your imaginary pink donkeys or something. That'll go real well. You know?
Oh yeah. Don't talk about anything that has any actual effectiveness with people protecting themselves. But listen, it's
Doug, let me just say something. My wife went with me one time to Beijing, and we were given this tour around Beijing on this rickshaw. The rickshaw is that thing that somebody runs around with you. And they took us to show us how average Chinese people live. There was 5 families stuck in this one hole. Yeah. I mean, it was a hole. And they were the most rudimentary cooking thing was there. And, you know, that's what these globalists want for us.
Yep.
Single family dwellings, private property, all gone. Gone. You have no idea how a lot of the rest of the world lives. And it really gets me. What really gets me is that the Christian church in this country is silent to it. They have been emasculated. Christian pastors won't talk about, you know, how God made man and woman. They won't talk about that. In the beginning, God made man and woman, and he made woman for man, and they made them together so they can come together and procreate and make children. And today, children are horrible. Children are evil. They're baggage. You know, you don't want them. We've got to kill them. And, you know, and you look at every satanic regime there is, from Pharaoh to Caesar to the United States, that they all want to murder the children. The very gift that God gave. When you, Doug, on this side note, when you think of all the creation that God has made of, angels can't do it. Seraphim can't do it. Cherubim can't do it. Reproduce. I mean, we, as my wife and I, or a man and woman, have the ability to produce an eternal being, because that child that they produce, their love, is going to live forever in heaven or hell somewhere. And it's our privilege. And you're a horrible person, you know, if you want to stop that from happening. But anyhow, yeah, that's just a side note. But going back, you know, another data point along it, I was listening to Glenn Beck the other day. I just read a book Matt Everett recommended to me called The Afghan. Okay. And it was two seemingly the book we talked about and what Glenn Beck mentioned on the TV the other night came into congruency is that in the book, a terror plot developed that they were going to blow up an LNG, liquefied natural gas ship. Well, in the book, they alleged that when you blow one of those up, an average size one, not one of the massive ones, but an average size 3,000 to 4,000 ton displacement LNG ship, liquefied natural gas, it would have the explosive power of 40 Hiroshima type bombs. And I went, no, there's no way. And so I Google it, and lo and behold, that is the case. Well, merchant marines have just now requested a higher level of security for their LNG ships. I mean, think of what we did. We blew up a pipeline, a gas pipeline, and then immediately after, these LNG ships, which have tremendous explosive potential in them, are asking for additional security.
Well, I want to ask you about that. All right, so we're expecting retaliatory attacks. Well, let's just go ahead and say it. We're expecting for Russia to give a retaliatory attack. Do you think they would aim at the underwater telecommunications line that from the East Coast stretches out to Europe? Or do you think that they would hit tit for tat for something like another offshore rig? Here's the way I see this. I think if you want to cause complete calamity in America without launching a nuke, you cut off our power. You'll see calamity.
You cut the telecommunications network so that credit cards don't work. Banking information doesn't go. Yeah, you would reduce America very quickly to its knees.
And you've got OPEC, who's now not going to be selling us gas. So now Biden has to go back to Venezuela, who recently, a couple months ago, when he went to Venezuela, they denied him, like Iran denied him. So if Venezuela doesn't deny him, which Venezuela would be fools to, unless they're going to pump all that gas over to Russia and China. If Venezuela denies them, where are we going to get our gas from? Besides the Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah, well, two stories. You know, Russia is selling gas to India. Guess who we're buying our gas from? India. We're buying Russian gas via proxy Russia. I mean, we're buying natural gas via proxy Russia. Also, under the Trump administration, he agreed to sell the Chinese a bunch of natural gas, LNG. And for a certain amount, a locked-in price. Well, guess they're selling it back to us, our own gas, selling it back to us. I think they said three times the rate.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's just every policy the guy in the White House has touched has absolutely been catastrophic. And then he gets on TV and says 8.2% inflation rate isn't bad. It doesn't mean it happened overnight. Who's he kidding?
Well, and
who's he just diluting?
It doesn't help that the U.S. gasoline demand has now just unexpectedly rose to the highest level in 5 years overnight. You know,
and price of gas is going back up.
The price of gas is going back up. Hey, guess what still has to happen for all these places where we're refining our own oil and all this gas that we're getting? They still have to go to the oil refineries. They still have to have your shutdowns, your turnarounds. You're still having to do major maintenance. So as one processing system goes down, another has to come back up. That's a lot of money. It's a lot of overtime. But what that does is it takes our ability for what we could be making to resupply what we're selling, to Ukraine, or not selling, I guess just giving. It takes even longer to replenish that. If we went into war tomorrow, we would run out of oil in under a year.
Yeah. Our strategic oil reserve is down to 1984 levels. That's what they're reporting. Our strategic, and Joe Biden is continuing to sell off our strategic oil reserve on the brink of war. We're selling off our strategic oil reserve. Why? Because he shut down all the pipelines. He wants to make it look like they have it under control. You know, I watched that thing in the White House, the press secretary. You know, when gas prices first went up, it's not our fault, it's the gas fault. When they came down, she took credit for it, and now they're going back up. I watched it again. It's not our fault. I mean, I just look at this and say, how can they have any credibility? The only reason they have any credibility is because they have a totally complicit communist news media that will cover up anything for them. We have a president who thinks he's shaking hands with ghosts. You know, who needs a bug, the Easter bunny to direct him somewhere because he doesn't know where to go. We have Kamala Harris who thinks the North Koreans are our pals. And you're going to look through a planetarium and see things out in space. She's talking to high school kids like they're 3 years old.
You know what I'd like to know? Where are all the intellectuals at? Where are all these people who claim to be so damn smart and wise?
They've had to go woke.
Do you want to really eat bugs?
They won't be eating them. You'll be eating them.
Yeah. Do you really want to try and risk your power grid running completely off of all this solar power, off all this new Green Deal power? Oh, by the way, you're very untrustworthy. Electric vehicle running on a very untrustworthy electric grid. You really want to do that? We're 30 years behind being efficient in any of this.
You want to try to evacuate Florida in an electric vehicle when the highways will be jammed and you're sitting there while you're seeing your in traffic while you're seeing your battery go and get stuck there? I mean, you know, now you're seeing people with electric vehicles putting generators in their trunk. So they can charge the car back up. I mean, are we that stupid of people to think batteries make electricity? They don't. It's no more than gas tanks make gasoline. Batteries store electricity. Gas tanks store gas. I mean, is it that hard to understand that? Green vehicles take, I mean, to produce a lithium battery, the machinery, the refinement, the production to make a lithium battery makes far more greenhouse gas than an electric car. I mean, a gasoline powered car. And then when the battery goes bad, it's a huge bill to replace it. And, you know, if you get stuck somewhere, like in the middle of a hurricane or traffic jam, and what do you do when your electric battery runs out or the grid, which they've already telling us the grid cannot support electric vehicles, can't do it. So does that mean everybody has to go out and buy generators then buy gasoline anyhow? I mean, it's absolute insanity. These people are insane. And I go back to the premise that this is Luciferian. It is it's evil. It's hatred for the human race. They want to see us die. The Luciferian powers, these demonic entities want to see the human race die. And they're doing everything they can to make us die. I mean, flat earth, all the science deniers, I mean, they are the ultimate science deniers. And then they accuse us of being science deniers. Well, we see now with a certain science they were pushing on us. Now all the evidence is coming out that the people who denied the science were right. They're right. You know, and I think in the next 10 years, when you see what the catastrophic result of people, you know, taking experimental treatments are going to be, it's going to be unbelievable what we're going to see happen.
Well, you know, Proverbs 19, if I remember this correctly, let me see. Part of it says that when a man's folly brings his way to ruin, his heart rages against the Lord. Yeah. And this is folly on a scale that we can't really imagine. Just wait till we run out of gas. Or how about this? You have a very, very good chance that before January, gasoline may be $6 a gallon. That's what they're predicting again. Okay. That means diesel, which sucks for me because my gigantic truck runs off of diesel. That means that diesel could be about $9. So when the 18-wheelers can't move their produce, and I have friends. Thank you to all you 18-wheelers, by the way, who do listen to me. I cherish what you do and who you are and what you do for this country. But when you have 18-wheeler drivers who can no longer carry our produce or all the other goods that mainly come from freight, when they are not going to be able to fill their trucks up, your food ain't moving. Your medicine's not moving.
Garbage trucks, they run on diesel. What happens when a city has to cut back garbage collection?
All the mining vehicles for lithium, they all run off of diesel.
Yeah, garbage collection, without it, civilization ends. That's why anybody wants to mock a garbage collector. I mean, those guys, they keep civilization moving. If you're not picking up garbage, you're going to have disease, rats, I mean, just unbelievable decay.
I remember in Iraq, the amount of piles of trash. They would have literally piles of used baby's diapers, like 15 feet high.
Yeah.
It was immensely gross. Ugh.
These people are the greatest traitors United States has ever seen. These people are greater traitors than the Rosenbergs, Pollard, I think it was Robert Mueller with the FBI, Aldrich Ames, you name them. These people are traitors on a level like that. And this is what I don't understand. There's Americans like yourself, myself, and others that are trying to point it out, but the majority of Americans, you don't understand what it's going to be like living under this. If you don't speak out, if you don't do something, you know, it's less like they're trying to implement the Great Reset. Well, we need to be implementing the Great Reset of our own. Do we have a plan that if they do this to us, how do we operate outside their tyrannical controls? You know, coming up with a plan so that we don't have to fall into that absolute dark cavern of tyranny and live under their oppressive, you know, thumb while they're eating the best, drinking the best, having the best, you know, taking what they want. They're going to make you eat bug food.
Well, let me talk about something that you brought up earlier. What is it that Christians should be doing? And I want to talk about schools real quick. Every day I find a new article on Drag Queen Story Hour. Chattanooga recently had their Pride Youth Day at the Wanderlinger Brewing Company. And guess what the men dressed as women on stage were doing to children that were about 4 or 5 years old? Completely spreading their legs. Yeah, completely spreading their legs. And dancing in women's outfits, in wearing women's underwear. You know, this is not an anatomically correct it's not anatomically correct uniform. And the fact that parents will bring their children to this to normalize it. It's in schools, it's in churches. What are we doing? There's no way Christians can take part of this. You have to get out of it.
Yeah, you have to come out. Public school is something I tell people all the time. Christian, you have to get your kids out of it. We have to start our own school system. One way or another, we have to get our kids out of this because that's the genesis of where it's going.
Well, but the problem with that, Bob, is that if you go private school, people can't afford it.
Yeah.
You know, well, we've homeschooled for over 10 years.
Homeschooling. Yeah, my son went to Liberty University, homeschooled. He was homeschooled through Liberty University. You can have homeschool co-ops. You know, there's all kinds of ways around this. The church, instead of building their mega complex, their ego anima, you know, they can put that money into educating children. You know, if you're a tithing member of that church, you get your education free, you know, and then a certain amount of charity is given out to, we could do this if we wanted to. And that's what I'm saying. We need an alternate to their Great Reset.
I think the problem is, Bob, because I agree with you. I've said the same thing to a few pastor friends of mine who look at me as I'm a heretic at times. But I asked a very, very simple question. Why don't pastors or churches grow gardens for their parishioners?
Well, it's obvious why. Because it's all most churches today, it's become a money organization, a business. It's a business. You cycle people through.
This is what I got told. I'd be afraid to do that because then someone would take more than they're supposed to and it would cause animosity. And immediately in my mind, I'm thinking, you're a man of God. You're the pastor of the church and you're worried. You're afraid is the word that you used, that somebody might get offended, that somebody might not like it. Hey, look, if you don't want to take your bushel of you know, cabbage and peas and freaking carrots and potatoes, then don't take it. But once again, when everybody's starving, at least you have it. The problem is, here's one problem. Not everybody's going to contribute. Not everybody's going to go out there and help take care of the garden. Roger, I got that. People are lazy. But with education, do you really want Look, did you see what just recently happened in Oklahoma?
Yeah, listen, the church could have a food ministry where they donate their food to the food bank. Let the food bank do it. Let the food bank distribute it to those in need. Instead of having a ministry that, you know, we got to get new windows or new something for the church, let's have a food ministry where we donate all the food from this garden. We don't give it to the church members. We give it to a good food bank. Or we open a food bank in the community and we provide food for the community. I mean, we produce a lot of food in on our homestead. You've seen it. And we give most of it away.
Yeah.
Eggs. Well, my wife took 4 dozen eggs today to her karate class. Mm-hmm. Give 4 dozen eggs away. We have bags of bell peppers we're giving away. Pears. We just give them away. Give them away. And so, you know, there's so many answers out there, but we just become so fat and complacent as Christians in this civilization. I still can't believe I see Christians celebrating Halloween. Halloween has become an absolute satanic. And yet parents are still dressing their kids up. I had Christians rebuke me for saying, don't send your kids to the movie Hocus Pocus, which is absolutely teaching people how to do spells and occult and all this other stuff. But don't send I was being just some kind of fear monger for telling not to take the kids to Hocus Pocus.
I'll tell you this much. This is the part where I think Christians are, and I don't want to say everybody. Okay. But I think the majority of Christians are completely out of line because, hey, you know what? I want to celebrate Christmas. I want to celebrate, I want to celebrate Halloween. I want to celebrate Easter. And you know what? If you want to do that, do it. If you don't want to do your history and learn about how these things all came about, then go ahead and go do what you want. I'll take care of me and my family. But and people will argue with you until they're blue in the face about Easter, about Christmas, but you know, and once again, hey, you know what? Do what you want. But you think we would all fall in line on Halloween? One of the guys who was the leading church, who was the leading member of the Church of Satan, said at least Christian parents give Satan one day. Yeah, at least they give them one day a year with Halloween. Look at all this drag queen story hour. Not one man dressed up as a woman parading themselves sexually in front of children is a Christian. Most of them are devout Satanists. And Satanism Absolutely. Is coming out. I mean, like, it's like the satanic panic of the 80s is coming back. All right. Look at how many different teachers that are being exposed by Project Veritas. God bless those guys. And almost every single one of them are a radical leftist Satanist. They all have the same thing in mind. Radical leftist Satanist. They hate Christianity. They hate God. They hate God. They wage war against God and they live in their flesh. They walk in error. And because of that, because your child goes to that school, your child's going to get trained by that evil demonstrative person. And when you pick them up from school, guess what the influences have been all day? I've listened to the stories. Russ Dizdar, God rest his soul. I can't wait to see that man again one day. He talked about how these satanic teachers were casting spells in church while the children were all, you know, sitting there and playing. You know, we just don't know what is going on, but I can tell you this much. Christians, you don't take it serious. The Satanists do. They take every bit of the brainwashing seriously.
They just had one of the guys up higher up in the school education system say, well, we can't tell parents about what we do to their children because some of the parents will kill their children. Yeah, right. You know, what he's saying, I don't know if you see that story. Yeah, they'll kill their children. Well, there are laws against that to begin with. But what he's saying, basically, what is real true, if you take, doublespeak out of it, we want to be an indoctrinate your children, pervert your children, sexually molest your children without you even knowing we're doing it. That's what he's saying. And yet parents will still send their kids to school. I live in a Bible Belt. Well, we live in the Bible Belt too. And yet there's been several schools around here recently where even a Christian school where they were molesting children, you know? I mean, it's happening. It doesn't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter if you think you're the most Bible Belt person in that. The kids are sexting each other on their phones. They're accessing all kinds of stuff that the school board allows them to access. They're being, you know, and then I know that the school board, even in the most conservative communities, even in the most Christian schools, they have to be careful what they say you can't do anymore because they know they'll be crucified over it.
No. And that's ridiculous. I wish Christians would apply as much effort as the Satanists do to converting our children to Satanism as we should be converting people to Christianity, but they're not. Look at all these libraries.
Yeah.
Almost every library in America is hosting a drag queen story hour once a month.
So Doug, here's the scenario. Okay. My kids come home from school, which they've been from 7 o'clock to 3 or 4 o'clock, 6, 7 hours. They've been there being indoctrinated with this, but I come home and read my Bible to my kids for 10 minutes. That's going to really pan out well. You know, if you read the book of Joshua, the book of Joshua makes it very clear that God commands the parents to be the educators of their children. Yep. And not some godless, you know, reprobate system that's doing it. So, I mean, you know, Doug, they say there's one thing worse than going to hell. And I agree with this. The one thing worse than going to hell is going to hell and taking your family with you. And that's what a lot of Christian parents are going to see. They're going to see, even if they make it, they're going to see their children that they were allowed to be proselytized by Satanists, you know, going into the lake of fire. You know, hey, you're going to be held accountable for that. Go for it if you want to do that. If that's your goal, if you think other things are more important than your children, which my children, my wife, are the most important things in my life. You know, I protect my family. I protect my children. I protect my grandchildren. That's the most important thing in my life. That's what God has commissioned me. And Malachi, why did God make the two one? Because he was seeking a godly offspring from their union. That's what God commissioned me to do, to be the one that instructs my family, to raise my family, to protect my family. You walk away from it. And, you know, we see this and the same insane system right now that we see in the public schools running the Defense Department. So what kind of war are they going to fight? And what are they going to do? I mean, we have insanity running our school boards. We see insanity now running the Defense Department. You know, they're more concerned with woke than they are fighting a war.
Well, you know, here's one thing I find funny is that we're so worried about Russia and China all the time. Do you ever think they look at us and what we're doing and what we're doing to our kids, sexualizing them, promoting all this LGBT Satanist stuff? Do you ever think they look at they watch our TV and our media and go, do you really think they think we're the bad guys just because we're communist?
Well, when I was in China one time, I was talking to somebody who's a factory worker, and they said, you know, you make pants this wide. We make pants this wide for you because we can get 5 people in them. And it's like, they're working, making this factory, and they're making these like pants this big. And this was like, yeah. To answer your question, what are they thinking? Americans go and they Vladimir Putin. He's an evil guy, and he was playing politics. You know, absolutely playing politics. But he was mocking that the other day. I understand him mocking it. Now he was doing it for political advantage. I don't think he really cares. I think but he was mocking us for all of our wokeness. I understand what he's saying. I understand that he's probably not a good guy, but,
this is what I'd like to, cause we're getting close to the end. I want to read a passage from Isaiah, get your comment on it. And I find that the more that I read, the more that I know, and the more sorrow grows in my heart, because America is a stiff-necked, hard-faced people who think they know everything, who think we have the answer for everything. You know, we are a sick nation dependent upon alcohols and barbiturates and medication when you have a free road outside and all you have to do is go and walk, and people are dying in their 30s from cardiac arrest from being too fat. It just is what it is. But
I two dead, 3 wounded outside Las Vegas stabbing just came across my news feed.
Yep.
I mean,
that's the strip. That's the stabbing on the strip.
Yeah.
So listen, Liz, from Isaiah. Isaiah 10, 1 through 4. Woe to those who make unjust laws, to those who issue oppressive decrees to deprive the poor of their rights and withhold justice from the oppressed of my people, making wisdom their prey and robbing the fatherless. What will you do on the day of reckoning when disaster comes from afar? To whom will you run for help? Where will you leave your riches? Nothing will remain but to cringe among the captives, for all among the slain. Yet for all this, his anger is not turned away. His hand is still upraised. And throughout Isaiah, and throughout Isaiah's warnings to Israel, you know, he would tell the people, you know, you stiff-necked people, you kill all the prophets who come. You scoff at every prophet who comes. But yet God's hand is stretched out still. For every time you've deserved destruction and gotten it, God's hand was stretched out still to bring you out of your reproach and to magnify you again amongst all the other nations. But yet he has to constantly bring upon a wrath. I think America, we are way beyond the wrath that God is due to us. And I think the day that we get that wrath, we are many, many people in America are going to look up and say, God, why did we deserve this?
You know, in Isaiah also, there comes a time, if you read, I think it's in Isaiah 3, where God says, I'm not going to even bring wrath on you anymore. I'm just going to give you, turn you over. The wrath was there. The 9/11 type things are there to cause the people to examine themselves and repent. But eventually gets to the point where he says, well, you're not going to repent. I'm just going to turn you over and let you go all the way forward. And abandon you. And that's, I think this is a chance where we're at right now.
Yeah, I agree. This is the reprobate nation that we have become. We have become the whore of Babylon amongst everybody. What are the things that we produce for goods that other people get? Porn? Drugs?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. So, but anyhow, I would just issue this warning. I see this world. All the historic data points are pointing to something very bad happening soon. We have a very tenuous election coming up with all kinds of bad things can happen in that election. We see internal, external strife. We see mold decay. We see our money being extremely devalued. We see this great reset on the horizon. The violence rate is skyrocketing. Like I said, FBI 30% up. All of it is coming and breaking down. Agriculture, food breaking down. You can name it. Get ready. I mean, are you going to build your ark, or are you going to sit there and just beg and try to find something and be coerced into it? Just watch any movie on the Holodomor. Excuse me, and just see what it was like when those people in Ukraine. I mean, when they starved to death, what it was like. It was not very pretty. And
do you think there's going to be an October surprise?
Excuse me. I think there's a possibility of surprise before the election. And I think after the election, if they manage to seat a Republican Congress and Senate, the brown shirts will come back out, BLM and Antifa. I think you're going to see a lot of court challenges that we might not be able to see to Congress because there'll be court challenges everywhere. These people are absolutely empowered to disrupt this country at this point. And we are at the, I think 99% of Americans don't see how close we are to the precipice. I mean, you just don't see it. And when everybody figures it out, everybody's going to be down at Walmart. Everybody's going to be everywhere buying everything, stealing it, raiding it, looting it to get the last crumbs off the table before nothing's available. That's why I see it. That's me. I mean, if I was using an analogy of Noah, I would say the thunderclouds are definitely over the horizon right now, over the ark. God's, said, you got a few last things. The end of the end, you can see the end of the critters coming on board, and the door's going to close soon. That's why I see it. You can continue to do what you're doing, and you're going to be sorry for it.
I think some people are going to be scrambling like the last chimpanzee trying to get on that ark.
Yeah, what it's saying is you're the third champion. There's three chimpanzees trying to get on.
Yep.
It's starting to rain, and only two are allowed.
Yep. It's going to be too late for some people. Hey, give out your website address and your number for people to be able to call you so that they can find out some of the programs that you offer and like the night vision and all the other food, and mention the water purification thing one more time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we have water purification. We have the normal water filtration system, which that's a community type. It makes 60 gallons an hour, biologically, chemically, and virally pure water. We have the Berkey filters. We have outside filters you use with camping, like the MSR Guardian, Sawyer water filters that you could put in your pocket. Again, I mentioned the Bivy stick that you can use for communication outside when your satellite, when your cell phone goes down. Night vision and communication. When the power goes off, when your neighborhood goes dark, one person, two people with night vision are going to be able to protect the whole community. Because most of the bad guys won't have it, and you'll be able to defend yourself against it. And again, being able to communicate between communities is going to be extremely important. I'm setting up those mesh-tastic systems so that even when everything goes down, our neighbors can communicate with each other via text. You can go to LoRa, L-O-R-A, on the internet, YouTube, and watch what it does. The systems are fairly inexpensive to set up. I don't make any money off of it. I don't sell the stuff, but you can do that. But again, readymaderesources.com, almost going on 30 years in business, 800-627-3809, 800-627-3809. And I look forward to having you on with me tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Hey, before we leave, if people don't know this, Biden is trying to pardon all federal offenses of simple pot possession.
Yeah.
Just, it's the destabilization's coming, ladies and gentlemen.
It's here. I personally don't think the federal government has the constitutional authority to write drug laws unless they go interstate. I think that's up to the states to write their own drug laws. Federal drug laws to me are outside the Constitution. Not that I'm a drug user. I'm not. I don't support drugs. I think they destroy your Christian values. I think they destroy your relationship between God, definitely between your family. They make you go bankrupt, make you stupid, all kinds of things. So you can, all that. But everything. I mean, we're a benzodiazepine nation. We're a drug addicted nation. We're an overweight nation. We're an emotionally distressed nation. We're a psychotic nation. Get ready, folks. Don't fall into the, it's been this way forever, it's going to continue this way. No, it's not. We're at the end of it. We're at the precipice. So if they call me at 800-627-3809, I'll be glad to talk with them. I'll help them design a plan for their family, your geographic location, your budget, all that. I'll help you do it. We also, I'll tell you, the Peak Refuel, the food, that is just absolutely flying off the shelf. Yeah. That is the best survival, long-term camping food, whatever you want to call it, I've ever tasted. Peak Refuel, absolutely great. We also carry Numana, which is GMO free, aspartame free, none of all that stuff is not in the food. Those are my two favorite brands, Numana and Peak Refuel. And again, a wide range of water filtration, solar equipment, night vision, thermal, we have it all. And all they have to do is call me. I promise you, I won't pressure you, but I'll try to help you get ready. Even if you buy it from somewhere else, I literally have people call me, say, I bought my night vision 2 or 3 years ago from ABC Night Vision. And I need to have a question about it. Can you help me? I'll help you. Yeah. I want to help you do it. So.
Yeah. And we also have, going up to his website at Ready Made Resources. You can go to the active shooter selection portion. That'll be up at the top, and you can sign up for the training that'll be happening, I think, November 11th. So it'll be that Friday, November 11th, 12th, and 13th.
Yeah.
So if you want to meet us out there, that's going to be a lot of fun. We always have really good time with that training. I promise you, you'll never walk away not knowing something. You'll walk away comfortable knowing that you've learned quite a bit. So other than that, I'll be on with you tomorrow, Bob. Thank you very much for coming on with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, stay frosty. The enemy's out there.
God bless. Thank you, Doug.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, you will own nothing and you will love it. And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history, we're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.